wondering.
Come closer. I don't hear anything.
I face a sleepiness. You know, but how to walk with it, how to finish with it.
Throw some water in your face and do some walking meditation.
So this is not physical. It's not physical.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's mental.
It's mental.
Yeah.
So
the interest. Yeah. You have to raise the interest. You know, you really want. Yeah. You every other minute or so. Yeah. Well, how is the Buddha like? Yeah. Ask yourself. That raises the interest.
So I see that body investigation is good, but it's interesting actually. So it's good, but actually it's also mental exhausting mentally.
Yes.
I wonder.
That's why you need samadhi. You can't do it, you know, for a long time. Yeah. If you don't have samadhi, you know, you can't do it for a long time. You can only do it, you know, maybe for an hour. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is work, yeah? I mean, just like people in the world, you know, they work 8 hours, you know, and then they have to rest, they have to eat and have to rest, yeah? So we do have to rest in samadhi, yeah? And in samadhi you get sleepy, yeah? And that's what you have to overcome.
Yeah. So I thought about this. What do you think about piti?
What?
Look for piti.
No, not look for things, you know, because then you create these things, yeah?
Create,
yeah? If you look for these things, then you create them, yeah? I mean, people, just like people, you know, look for metta or for loving kindness, yeah? And then they create it and spread it all over the world, but this is not metta, yeah? The things are here in the heart. You have to look for it, yeah? And the way to look for it is to stick with the Buddha or to stick with the breath. Then they come automatically. Yeah? If you do the work, we get paid. If you don't do the work, we don't get paid. Yeah? If you get paid, we look at the money and think about what we can do, have with all this money, yeah? And then the work is gone. And there's no more money coming in. And then we are unhappy about it. So you do the work, and then the pity will come by itself.
Okay. I think my mind is changed about it. So I think, okay. It's not that I created, there's more of it. Actually, it's all inside.
Yes, but then you go instead of going to the, instead of staying with the Buddha or with the breath, you go there to the feeling. And then the feeling disappears. And then you want to recreate it. And then you recreate it in your memory, yeah?
But you know,
it's useless.
Mm.
A lot of people like to do that, yeah? They think about yesterday, and then there's some rest of the feeling is still there, or with the memories this feeling comes back again, but it's not it's not fresh. Yeah? Actually, the instructions are so simple. Yeah? You do the work, you get the result. Yeah? If you look for results, you never get the result. You get only the memory of the results you had, you know, a few years ago. Yeah? Okay. Okay?
So, I followed your advice yesterday.
Yeah.
And I've been focused on one meditation. I did reading and watched nature a lot. And I just meditated when it helped.
Yeah.
And I find that I'm able to bring that sort of observing attitude, bring it into the meditation a little better. The only problem is, I don't know if it's just my impatience, but I'm observing the pain. Emotions are coming up, you know, expectations are coming up. All these ideas from when I start meditation. But the pain's there, and it's there, and it comes back. And sometimes sometimes very intense, sometimes not intense. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. I still get the dullness, but not as bad. And so I'm wondering, am I doing something wrong?
No, you don't. Well, you don't do anything wrong. The only thing that is not correct is to look for these things. Yeah? Instead of, you know, staying with it. Yeah? You have to tell yourself, get interested how this pain arises. Yeah? Because if you're not meditating, there's no pain.
Cool. No, there is right now.
But a little bit. Chest pain. And you have to realize, you know, I mean, practice itself is the way to the heart. Yeah? And in the heart, we push so many things into the heart. So the moment you go to the heart, you open the heart, this thing will come out. And that's what we have to accept. Yeah? We have to accept the pain. Yeah? But then let it go, not hang on, not cling on to it. Yeah? Yeah? Not wondering where it's coming from. If the pain arises in meditation, yeah? Before there was no pain and the pain arises in meditation, then we go back and go to the thought or go to the memory or go to the feeling that was there first. Yeah? This is something, you know, the daily reflection is something that you really should do every day. Yeah? To see how these things evolve. Hmm? We think that they come within an instant. No. They're all made up. Yeah? They're all evil. Yeah? And that is something that we have to see. Yeah? And for that we need sati. Yeah? When to think about it, you know, to go back to the pain, you know, to feel it, but then accept it. Breathe it in. Feel how it is. Yeah?
I find that I can accept some parts of it seem easy to accept, but yeah, then like when it's first coming up. Or
yeah, and that's why you need... Yeah. That's why you need more calm, more samadhi. Yeah? So that you can go, just like when you're a little kid, you know, and then you go into the streets and the people, you know, some of the other guys beat you up, you know, then you run back home, you know, and get cared off by your mother, you know, and then you're fit again, and then you go back out on the street, yeah, to fight the other guys. Yeah? And that's the same thing. So we do need samadhi. Samadhi is important. It's a resting place, yeah? And then we can go out and investigate the pain, yeah? And when it is, yeah, it's the same thing with him, yeah? Then he gets mentally tired, then he has to rest, yeah? Once he's rested, he can go back and investigate again.
Should we switch in the same sessions?
No. I mean, this is something you really have to learn, yeah? I mean, there's one session, samadhi, you know, and now I do only 45 minutes of samadhi, and I don't go into investigation. And the same thing for investigation. Now I do investigation, because sometimes investigation leads to calm, yeah, and then this automatically switch to calm. That's not the way it is, yeah? We stay with the investigation, so we decide, you know, when we sit down, how long we're going to, yeah? Minimum, yeah? I mean, if you extend it, that's fine. But then you stick with the samatha or investigation. Samatha or vipassana. Yeah? Okay?
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.